Yes, there is. There's two of them, actually. Three of them. Four, if you include the phone. Actually, five. They're coming from off of the woodwork. I shaved for you guys today. Not as lazy. So, obviously, another camp. It's my fifth camp here. I'm excited about coming back to Mankato. I think the university does a phenomenal job hosting this camp for us. The people around here are great and fun to work with. Our guys, our people, our operations guys do a great job. The other thing I noticed, and again, the fields are normally really good, but Grant Davison and his staff did a phenomenal job with our fields this year. So they're in great shape, which really, you know, how particular the kicker and punter are about that. So it's a good start to the camp, and I'm excited to get going here.
There's a long snapper competition. How do you go about organizing that and evaluating that?
So we're trying to get the exact amount of reps every day. Whenever we do drill work, sometimes Colin will go first, and the other times Kevin will go first. Like today we're going to punt and kick field goals, and I can't remember who's going first. I'd let them keep track of that. But say Colin will go first with the first group with punt. He'll do three reps, and then Kevin will go. And on field goal, Kevin will do the first few reps, and then Colin will go. So we're trying to make it as even as possible to make it as fair as possible, and we'll evaluate it from there.
Colin sort of had his own little fiefdom for so long with that. How's he kind of handled having another guy in the room?
He's doing a great job. Those two get along really well, and I had a talk with both of them at the beginning of the spring, and they're both pros. You know, Kevin's done this before. He's come into a camp, and he's beat out a veteran in San Francisco, and obviously it's new to Colin, but Colin says, you guys know him. He's a great, great human being, fine young man, and, you know, he's handling it like a pro. He knows his pro football and it's competition. It's only going to make him better if he ends up being our guy.
Does Cullen being here for as long as he has, does that give him an edge at all, or do you just keep it wide open?
Not really. I know who Cullen is. I know what he's done, and he's done a great many things for this organization, but it's an open competition, to be sure.
My favorite punt return is Marcus Sherrill still being the incumbent there, and is this a loser? Is that something where you consider competition?
As I tell Marcus every year at the end of the season and the beginning of the spring, I tell him that it's a competition for him. It's his job right now, and he's still with the number one punt returner on our team. But there will be competition for him as well.
That's all he knows. It's
always huge. Every year, you're right, every year. Whether it's playing corner or it's kickoff team, punt return, kickoff return, whatever the case may be, it's every year he's earned his job. That's why I respect him so much, because every year he showed up and ready to roll, and he's earned that spot.
Coach, can you talk about the role that Adam Thielen's playing for you guys on special teams?
Yeah, Adam came out of camp last year and really played well in the preseason, not only as a punt returner, but as a core special teams player as well. And obviously you guys saw his development last year, made a bunch of plays for us. I would say he was one of our top five special teams performers a year ago, and he's only getting better. He's got a lot to learn. We made a lot of corrections this spring. He and I sat down watching game tape from a year ago, and you know, he's ever the student of the game. He's writing down notes, things he's got to work on, and that's the mentality he's had through the spring, and I'm sure it will be into training camp. I like Stephon. He is catching punts better than he ever has. He really, in college, you don't have as much time to work on that stuff. So he came here kind of a, you know, clean slate in terms of being a punt returner, kickoff returner, in terms of catching the ball. He's got all the talent in the world. He's got great explosiveness. But he's starting to catch the ball really, really well. And in the spring, beginning part of the spring, he wasn't doing a very good job with that. But he's come a long way. He's doing a nice job now.
They start now learning in terms of returning the punts now that there's going to be actual people coming out.
Well, that's what the preseason for. You're exactly right. I think he'll practice. He knows he's not going to get hit in practice, but the body's coming down on him. He'll get a feel for it then, but yeah, absolutely right. The preseason games are going to be huge for him.
Adrian coming back, obviously Jarek's maybe going to have more limited reps running game. Does that give you some options with him?
With Jarek and with Matt, to be honest with you. And Joe Bander did a great job last year filling in as the third running back. So, you know, Matt's a pro, Jarek's a pro, Joe's a pro. They all did a really nice job for me last year, and I think that's going to continue.
Was it rewarding for you, who worked so closely with the kicking game, to see Blair lock up the long-term deal?
Yeah, I was really happy for him. You know, I'm happy for our organization. You know, I don't get into the numbers game, and it really doesn't matter to me. I know it doesn't matter what he makes. He's going to come out and work hard, and he is a pro, and he's learned a lot. He still has a lot of work to do and a ways to go in terms of earning that status of being one of the top kickers in the league. And does he have the talent? Yes. Is he on his way? I believe he is. With his work ethic and you know, what he brings to the table, I think we have a good shot of him continuing his development as a great kicker in this league.
What is the biggest thing a rookie return guy has to do to earn your trust?
Ball security. Number one, ball security. He's going to miss a read or two. He's going to make a mistake and fair catch it when he shouldn't, or not fair catch it when he should. Those things, I understand that, but it's the number one thing for any returner in our game is ball security.
Is he anything different from Cordarrelle Patterson when you work with him this year?
Yeah, I think Cordarrelle's stronger. He's leaner, more explosive. He's got a bunch of reps under his belt now. I think he's got more confidence as a return man. So I'm excited about his continuing development too. There's some things he can do a lot better than he's done the first 2 years. Number one is ball security, that you know what Ben just asked. So, you know, that being said, you know, I'm excited about his development as well.
Him engaged because he'd get frustrated because they wouldn't kick him. There are a lot of touchbacks as well. Visibly see, they know you. They weren't.
And they didn't show me on the sideline. I was visibly frustrated too. But you know, you want one of the top returner, if not the top returner in the league, to get as many opportunities as possible. But you know, I don't blame teams for not kicking to him. I'm not sure if I'd kick to him if I was on the other sideline. But I try to tell him, hey, if you get that opportunity, you need to be ready for it. Because there were times last year when he was frustrated. They did kick to him. He wasn't ready. He didn't hit the seam because he wasn't fully engaged, and we got out to the 20-22 yard line. So every opportunity, every time he's out there, every rep, he needs to think of it as an opportunity for a big play. And if he has that mentality, then he'll do a better job with the opportunities he does get.
Mike, when you researched last year, is there any examples where Blair might have overthought the wind patterns and all his charts and everything?
Maybe, you know.
Blair's pretty mentally tough, and he doesn't overthink things. He keeps it pretty simple in the game. It's more in pregame, I think, when those discussions go on with Jeff and myself and Blair, of course. I don't think he overthought things, to be honest with you. I think, you know, he just mishit them or didn't get a you know.
It seemed like he studied it so hard for so long.
He did. That's the double-edged sword. You want – right, you're exactly right. There's the law of diminishing returns, so to speak, in terms of how much you study and how much you prepare with the winds. We're going to continue to send those guys down to TCF Bank and let them work down there in, you know, towards the end of training camp and on into the season like we did a year ago, just so they make that a home field advantage, like I told you guys before, for Jeff and for Blair.
Is there anything that you saw consistent with Blair's misses last year? Anything technique-wise?
Well, two were blocked. That's not his fault. Neither one were his fault. I don't know the stats. Maybe three were over 50 yards. Those are tough to make. You know, I think, you know, he's one of the most reliable guys I've been around, so I don't think he'll skip a beat this year.
With the longer extra points, have you been putting in more reps in practice for those?
Yeah, I was just talking to Kevin Seifert about that. That's a good question. We would start every PAT field goal session warming up for the team session. We would always start with a PAT, always. That's the very first thing I want, because hopefully you're kicking a bunch of PATs. We do the same thing now just from the 15-yard line, you know, 33-yard field goal. Some from the left hash, some from the right hash. And I think most kickers would rather have it on a hash because, number one, it's pretty much in the middle of the field anyway in our league. But number two, the holder has a better reference point using a hash mark rather than the middle of the field. So that's what a lot of guys, I think, will do.
With people kicking away from Patterson, I know you experimented a little bit with putting some returners back there instead of, like, some blockers. Is that something you're more committed to this year? Or is that
really the last 2 years?
Our formation, you know, we have the five up front, we have the two ends, we have a fullback, two halfbacks, and then the deep return. The two halfbacks are guys that can return the ball. And last year, I want to say we had 12 or 13 different people return kickoffs. And the year before was the exact same number, 12 or 13, whatever it was. So we're always prepared for that, whether it's Justin Trotteau, you know, as the fullback, he returned a couple last year, or Marcus Sherrills as a left halfback. Matt Asiata had several returns last year. So Jerome Felton, when he was with us, you know, he had some returns. So we're always preparing for that because we know the type of kicks we're probably going to get.
Five people up front know that kind of, like, when they see it fly off the ball, they know that kind of kick is coming and they have to change the blocking? Or
right, they react to it and they shorten
their drop and try to block in front of the ball as best they can. Usually at that point, if it's a shorter kick, the return called is off and you're just trying to get as many yards as you can.
And that really helped us last year.
I think we're number two in the league in dry start after kickoff return, so we're hopefully continuing in that direction.
Touching on TCF again, a lot of different elements to deal with. Are you guys a little bit more comfortable and confident to call that a home field advantage?
I think so. With a year under our belt, absolutely. Especially, you know, we talked about Blair and some of his misses. He'll hopefully get better, obviously. I think Jeff will be really a lot more comfortable with the wins. And we've experimented with some different ways of kicking the ball. He's worked hard on it this offseason, kicking the ball into the wind. And it's more of a cut ball, he calls it, and it's a very effective ball into the wind. And you start
to measure that. With some of Jeff's struggles last year, maybe some of them were technique, maybe some of them had to do with the snap he received. Like, where do you identify?
Yeah, some were snaps, yep.
Absolutely. Others were he was trying to crush the ball into the wind. You know what I mean? He's got to be disciplined enough to keep his approach steps compact, nice and short, so he doesn't try to kill the ball. And I think that'll solve a lot of his problems.
How important is this year for Jeff? Like, to kind of prove himself.
Well, I mean, he's already
proved himself. I think he's got – where's Jeff? John, I think he's got the Viking record for net punt, correct? After with so many punts. I mean, he's already proved himself to be a good NFL punter. Do I expect more from him? Absolutely. I think it's an important year for Jeff because it's important to us that he performs well so he helps us win games.
With a longer PAT, does that become, in your mind, a more blockable kick that your PAT block can maybe do some more with?
You know what? We blocked three. 2 years ago, we blocked three PATs. Last year, we blocked a PAT. We're pretty aggressive going against teams with their PAT field goal team. You know, I think there may be more opportunities, but a 33-yard field goal is not a huge difference. It is different. You're going to see the percentage go down a little bit, but we're still going to be aggressive. That's because that's who we are. But the good thing is you can score 2 points off a block now. In the old days, once the PAT, the failure was evident, the play was over. Now it's not, which is kind of cool.
All right.
You're good. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.